Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Just over 1 year ago, shortly before midnight on February 27, 2015, Boris Nemtsov, a Russian opposition politician and former deputy prime minister, was assassinated as he walked across a bridge in central Moscow. He was shot in the back four times at point-blank range by gunmen driving by in a vehicle. Boris Nemtsov, a nuclear physicist by training, worked for a more democratic and prosperous Russia throughout his life, including during service as deputy prime minister. Mr. Nemtsov was murdered 2 days before he was to participate in a peace rally against Russian involvement in Ukraine. He vehemently objected to Russia's interference in Ukraine's politics and later to the military intervention there. Russian authorities arrested five individuals for the murder and have declared the investigation to be completed. The United States calls on the Russian government to ensure that all those responsible for his killing are brought to justice. 1 year after his murder, we remain deeply troubled by the Russian government's growing intolerance of all forms of dissent and independent expression. As we honor the memory of Boris Nemtsov's life and work, we renew our call on the government of Russia to uphold its obligations to the Russian people and the international community to promote and protect universal human rights, including the fundamental freedoms of expression, peaceful assembly, and association.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.